In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the ninth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. Can you learn about the laws of murder and when one can be tried for murder, at least in a Beit Din in this world? So Mishnah says, "Nitkaven laharog et habehema v'haraket adam." If someone, for example, went hunting, he intended to kill an animal, but unfortunately, haraket adam, he killed a person instead. Lanochri, he tried to kill an idol worshipper. This is where Kati explains of haraket Israel, and he killed a Jew instead. Lenefalim, he tried to say kill a nephil. This is a fetus or a child that was born that wasn't going to last. It wasn't going to survive very, very long, less than a month, we say. And the haraget ben kaima, and unfortunately he killed the wrong child. The haraget ben kaima, in all the situation, he would be patur. Why? Because in all the situation, the intention was to kill something that he would not be considered chayav nita, he wouldn't be able to be tried for a capital offense. And since his intention was to kill something that he wouldn't be chayav for, and unfortunately killed someone else that he would be chayav for, therefore he cannot be tried in a Beit Din. Mishnah continues, Nitkavan lahakot al motnav. If you want to hit him on his loins, on that's between the hip, the side of the body, between the hip and the ribs, v'lo haya bo kedei lahamit al motnav, but it wouldn't have been enough to kill this individual by striking him in that region. V'halachla, and unfortunately, as he was swinging, the person, say, moved and actually hit him alibo on his chest by his heart. V'yabo kedei lahamit, and that the force in that region was enough to kill him. The individual died, we'd say patur. Again, but here the reason is because his intention and the force he was applying would not have been enough to kill him as intended. And therefore, despite the fact that it resulted in his death, he wouldn't be chayv mitah. Nitkaven lahakot alibo vayaba. Let's say he wanted to strike him by his heart and it had enough force there to kill the individual. And in this situation, v'chal motnav, and went to his side, v'lo haya ba kadei lamit bo, al motnav. And in this situation, the force he applied when he gave that strike and the region hit the individual, despite the fact he intended to kill him and initially had the right force in the region he was intending to strike, in this region there wasn't enough force behind it, but nonetheless the individual somehow died after the fact, we say patur, because the strike didn't have enough in it to kill the person in normal situation in that region. Next case, nitkaven lakot et hagadol, if you wanted to strike an adult, and he wanted to say that in a bit of fight, but the strike the punch he was throwing wouldn't have been enough to kill this gadol. And unfortunately, v'chala al hakatan, and it hit a young child. The Mishnah says, v'yaba kedei lamit hakatan, and that strike, for that, given that it was hitting a katan in this situation, there was enough to kill this child, unfortunately, and indeed that's what happened, v'met. Mishnah says, patur, why? Because he had no intention with that strike to kill. Mishnah continues, nitkavan lakot et hakatan v'yaba kedei lamit hakatan. Let's say he was now trying to strike a young katan, a young person, and there was kedei lamit hakatan, there was enough to kill. V'halcha, and then said, adult got in the way. So in this case, v'halcha la, and as the punch was thrown, it says, halacha la gadol, an adult got in the way. V'lo ba kedei lamit et hagadol, and it wasn't enough in that strike to actually kill the adult. V'met, an adult unfortunately died after the punch. We say, patur. He's exempt. Why? Because the strike that he gave this adult wasn't powerful enough to kill him. The subsequent death, we say, therefore, he's not chayav for. Aval nitkaven lakot et motnav, if he wanted to strike the individual by his side, and there was enough there to kill him. Vayaba kedei lamit, v'halcha, and the person moved and hit him on the heart, which we're saying is a more sensitive region, and he died. Well, then we say chayv. It doesn't matter at the end of the day because he had enough force to kill, he intended to kill, and the fact that he didn't hit the part of the region of the body that he intended doesn't really matter. It'd still be chayv. Also nitkaven lakot et hagadol, he wanted to strike and kill an adult. And there was enough there to kill him. And then the fist, then as he threw it, a katan got in the way. We say, met, he would be chayav. Rabbi Shimon says, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if he intended to, he was trying to punch one person, another, and it was enough to kill on that punch. Another person got in the way, and that person was killed. Despite the fact that Tanakama seemed to imply that he would be chayav, according to Rabbi Shimon, says, no, he'd be patur. Why? Because the Torah says, v'arav lo, v'kam alav. There's two references to the victim here, one in the intention and the second in the actual strike. So in other words, contrary to Bishimon, could only be tried of a capital offense if he actually killed the person he intended to kill. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Rotzeach shnitarav b'acherim, kulam p'turim. First way of understanding this Mishnah is if the if say a stone was thrown from between say two people and we don't know who it was, then we can't try them kulam paturim, they would be patur, and that's even the Gemara points out that even one of them is one of the most righteous people in the generation, and it's quite clear to us, clear as day, which is the person who committed the murder. Still, if we don't know for certain, in other words, we had a witness to say that that was the individual that actually threw the stone. We cannot try him. Rabbi Huda says, "Kontinotola kippa." The way the Bartanur explains it, which is one understanding in the Gemara, is this talking about a completely different law altogether. This is talking about if an animal killed, and what do we find when an animal kills? It has to be executed. So if that animal that's now Asur Bahana was tried, it was found, then it's given the sentence, has to be killed, then it's normally we've said it has to be stoned, and then it got mixed up with other animals. We have a debate. Chachamim says, well, they're all asur, so we take them to the bait and they all get stoned. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, simply kotzin and comply, we simply lock them up and starve these animals and kill them, because we don't bother baiting by having to execute this punishment stoning for all these animals when really only one is chayav. There is another understanding of the debate. It's mentioned in the Gemara, Kati mentions it here, and I'll share it for interest. It says, and that is that what we're dealing with is a case where we've got a whole bunch of murderers that are mixed together. All of them, bar one, has actually been found guilty of murder, and the other one has been tried, but the case has not yet been concluded, and they got mixed up. We don't know who is the one whose case isn't finished. The issue is that, according to Chachamim, they're all patur. Why? Because they cannot be executed, because you can only try a person and give them the sentence b'fanav, if we can locate that individual and bring the bait in and say, yes, you've been found guilty. But in this situation, we don't know which one of these individuals hasn't received their sentence yet, so therefore they're all pterim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, says no, they're all murderers. despite the fact that one of them we haven't actually provided the sentence yet. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in this situation. The kotzinotan lekipa, we simply all we lock them up until they die. Let's continue. Kol chayve beitin shnarvu b'zeh b'zeh. Let's say you've got multiple individuals been found guilty, and they have different forms of punishment that they're meant to. Capital punishment meant to receive. So if you've got a mixture, what punishment to receive? The lightest of all the capital punishments, and we mentioned that a few prakim ago in terms of the order. So Chachamim said, for example, if you've got niskalim benisrafim, if you've got individuals who have to receive stoning, other words got need to receive srifa, they have to be burnt. We say Rabbi Shimon says, give skila, that's the lightest one. Stoning is shasrefa chumar, because srefa is more strict or extreme. Chachamim say no, other way around. He because stoning is much more strict or harsh. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Shimon. I don't think that's the case. Why? Why does Rabbi Shimon say Sreifa is more chamur? Because Iloi ta Sreifa chamur lo nitna labat kohen shitzinta. According to Rabbi Shimon, he understands that if a woman who is engaged, not engaged, has kiddushin, so betrothed, has an affair, according to Rabbi Shimon, she would receive skila. And we just mentioned that a bat kohen who has an affair, she receives srefa. So it seems to be that srefa, burning, is much more chamor. Rabbi Chachamim said you've actually got it wrong. A bat kohen only receives srefa if she had an affair after she was already nesu'ah, after she was already married. And in that situation, by a normal bat Yisrael, like a bat Yisrael, she would receive chenek. So yes, srefa is more chamor extreme than chenek. However, if it was from a rusin, if it was from after betrothal, then there's no difference between a bat Yisrael and a bako, and they would each receive skila. That's why Chachamim maintain, that's why Chachamim reject the case of a bat kohen as a proof. Chachamim, on the other hand, bring a proof. There's amr lo. Ilu lo hayta skila chamura. If skila wasn't more chamur, lo nina la megadef elavet azara. The Chachamim, they say that skila is much more extreme. Why? Because that's a punishment given to someone who curses Hashem or engages in avodah zarah, and that's like an extreme offense, and therefore it's worthy of the most extreme punishment. We see that skila. Neheragim the nechenakim. So what if you've got people that once a mixture of people that are meant to be executed, some are meant to get hereg, strangulation, other are meant to get, sorry, not strangulation, they're meant to get decapitated, and other ones are meant to get chenek, strangulation, which is more chamor. Rabbi Shimon says, well, it's got to be safe. Sorry, not which is more chamor, which is more lenient, which is the punishment we give them. Rabbi Shimon says it's got to be safe. We'll learn about what the bait is in a minute. And Chachamim said, no, it has to be chenek. It has to be strangulation. Why is that? Rabbi Shimon says, why is chenek more extreme? Because we say that the madichim of the Ir Nidacha, the people that entice those people of that city to engage in idol worship, they get herek. Where the people that actually engage in it, they get saved. So you'd think the more extreme punishment is given to the person that entice them. So we see herek is more chamor. So in this mixture case, they should get saved. Chachamim say no. The madichim, the people that entice the city to get engaged in avodah zarah, they don't get herek. They get skila. They get stoned. And therefore, you cannot bring you're trying to bring a proof of madichim doesn't actually work. And that's why, and ultimately, they hold that actually, you know, herek is the mochamor, so in a mixture, that we'd give them all chenek to give them strangulation. Those are the Mishnah today.